Welcome in to Author's Corner on Chapter 40 of A Tale of Two Sides. Well, you guys, we did it. We are done. I'm very sad, I must say, but also relieved. You know, this has been a fun project to do, a pretty easy project because I'm just reading a book. Speaking of projects, though, this last chapter kind of revealed what I hope is the next chapter in my journey of informed consent and medical freedom and having the vaccine conversation with people. If you don't know, first of all, I have the Vaccine Conversation podcast with Melissa and Dr. Bob. And you can find that podcast probably the same place you found this podcast. And hopefully you know about it. If you don't, you should start listening to that podcast from episode one and you will get a lot of awesome information. It is so much less boring than this book, but it's kind of a very different tactic, I guess. I mean, in some ways it's similar, but a lot of differences. And so join us there for sure if you haven't already. But the project is really a dream I have of creating an organization, which I already have. I already have my nonprofit organization that's an official, you know, 501c3 nonprofit. And so you can always check us out on immunityeducationgroup.org or immunityed.org and see what our organization's about. You can donate there. It's, you know, fully tax deductible. But through this nonprofit, I'm hoping to create in-home, person-to-person educational groups worldwide, basically where I'm going to write out an entire curriculum that people can use to learn themselves and then teach others. And the more you teach it, the more you repeat it, the more familiar with it you'll become. And I'm hoping you'll sit with five other families, you know, five other couples or 10 couples or even one or two couples in your living room and basically have the conversation and have it every month. And I envision there'll be different meetings on different topics. And one night will be similar, say, to Dr. Peter Tomaso's lecture that he gave his patients. We'll have lectures on vaccine risk. We'll have, I don't know, lectures on all kinds of different topics. Basically, not geared towards all the conspiracy theories or geared towards focusing on vaccine problems. Basically, trying to provide complete informed consent to people so they can feel like they've been heard, had their questions answered, been fully informed about all the diseases and all the vaccines so they can make their decision. That's number one. Number two, these families can become a community of like-minded families who all understand informed consent. And some will vaccinate, some won't vaccinate, some may partially vaccinate, but they can all get along because they'll understand each other. No one will discriminate against each other. No one will look funny at each other. You'll all be like-minded individuals, and you'll be, above all, a welcoming place for new families who are scared, who are unsure, who've been intimidated and bullied by doctors or family members or other friends. They'll come to you and join you. And each one person then spreads out and reaches other people. And one neighborhood has a group, and then someone that lives 10 miles away starts a group in their neighborhood. And then 6 months later, someone close to them starts another group 5 miles from there. And pretty soon, all neighbors start to get to know each other, and you won't have to feel alone anymore. And I'm hoping to have this spread nationwide and worldwide. So how will you know when I'm doing this? I guess, first of all, if you've subscribed to this podcast, I will post an update here. We'll talk about it on the Vaccine Conversation. We'll post it on immunityeducationgroup.org. And something that is probably going to happen before I establish this curriculum and start these groups is you will probably see the Vaccine Conversation movie come out. Melissa and I are working on the vaccine conversation movie. We're doing a 1 hour overview, and then we're hoping to do 10 1 hour segments videoed of she and I having this conversation together. And I might even end up using the vaccine conversation movies as the curriculum for these groups so people can watch it together. But I don't know. I have to decide. Sometimes it's better if it's just coming conversationally from a person live. Oh, and best of all, what I plan to do is I plan to join these meetings like through Zoom, or any meetings that are in person by me, I'll come join and teach. I might travel and, you know, be a guest at some, you know, meetings where everyone gathers together. And, you know, my wife and I might spend years kind of traveling all over the world and joining in-person meetings with established groups. But definitely I can Zoom in and have Q&A sessions and help people like Donald, you know, in the story, answer questions. And so I would feel very fulfilled if the rest of my life was spent that way. You know, you'll see the author of this book was the character in the last chapter, Dr. John Philip Ryan. You know, he decided to become very vocal about his belief on the importance of informed consent, and he and his wife talked about it and decided, you know, should we really go all out and try to spread the truth and spread informed consent? And it's a risk, and, you know, we'll be attacked by the medical community. You might lose your medical license, not be able to practice anymore. And Dr. John Philip Ryan decided to go for it anyway. And he wrote his book, A Tale of Two Cities. And, you know, his worst fears came to pass. He lost his medical license, and he and his wife ended up moving to the Caribbean, not like a luxury resort, but just a regular small town in the Caribbean. And they bought their shack on a beach. True story, John Philip Ryan's wife has always told him, all I need is a shack on the beach and you, and I'll be happy. And she keeps telling him that to this day. And, you know, that might be where they end up in real life. Who knows? I still have my medical license. I'm happily practicing here in California. My practice is super busy. I love it. I enjoy it. But I got to tell you, I have this fear. Well, no, fear is not the right word. It's more an acceptance of the fact that in order for me to practice the truth and live my truth and be true to myself and my patients, I have to practice the way I want to. There's only one way I can practice. And if that results in me actually losing my medical license, well, c'est la vie. I just can't see myself doing things any other way. And so my wife and I signed up for this, and if it really does come to that, then it does. And part of me would embrace that because it'll allow me to work full-time on the project and help the organization mentioned in this last chapter to really take off and thrive. Imagine me doing this work full-time. That would be hugely rewarding. I mean, right now, my full-time job is working in the office and being a haven and a refuge for families all over Southern California to receive pediatric care without being bullied. And I would be sad to see that go, and so I don't plan to ever let it go. But, you know, working there kind of takes me away from building this project. And, you know, I'm kind of excited to get the vaccine conversation film up and running and filmed, and, you know, that's happening at a studio near my house. So that project might come out very soon. And if it does, I'll announce it on the Vaccine Conversation podcast. So that's probably a better place to follow me than following me here. And you'll see it on immunityeducationgroup.org. Anyway, you know, it's interesting to kind of see my life kind of played out in this book and the last chapter, and my mom tells me the very last few lines really make her cry. And, you know, it's nice to have a spouse who stands behind you and supports you and encourages you, and is just the inspiration for everything I do. So thank you, Mrs. Ryan, for being who you are. And maybe we'll have that shack on the beach someday. Maybe we'll be forced there, or maybe we can get something as a little small vacation house. We'll see. Meanwhile, we like to take vacations on the beach and put our toes in the sand. And it's funny. I do get up early every morning and have coffee, and that is my writing time while Cheryl sleeps in. And now that the kids are grown, and it's kind of a nice life to be without kids, and we're enjoying that time, and gives us more time for each other and more time to work on projects like this. And there are grandbabies now. You know, all of our children are grown up and adults, and two of them are married, and one of them has a grandbaby. So we're enjoying going to visit them every month or two. And so I don't know, guys. I don't know where my life is going to go in the near future, but, you know, as long as I can, I'll keep being a pediatrician. I'll keep podcasting. I'll keep writing. I'll keep speaking. And you know what? You know, if you want to share some love, or, you know, shoot some love in my direction, one way you can do that is you can go to Amazon and go to A Tale of Two Sides, a novel on vaccines and disease. Or you can also actually go to the book's website, johnphilipryan.com, and you can buy a copy of the book there. So if you order the books through the John Philip Ryan website, I don't sign those. Those come straight from the book publisher, the printer. But what I was going to say is, if you go to Amazon, search the book, and then search hardcover, and there are, I think, four sellers of the hardcover. If you scroll down to yours truly, John Philip Ryan, he is one of the booksellers of A Tale of Two Sides on Amazon. He sells the soft cover as well. If you buy a hardcover through me on Amazon, I will sign it. I will personalize it to you, I guess the name of the buyer. And I'll, I don't know, write a little note. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Something to maybe make it a little special, or designate it as an official podcast hardcover edition. And I actually get a really big chunk of the money from these Amazon sales. So that really does help me out, and I'll ship it to you myself. It's not cheap. It's the full cover price and $4 shipping. And, but you know, it's how I earn a little bit of money on the side, and kind of be fun for me to do that. And you can also sign up through this podcast to give me a monthly donation, and that'll just kind of go monthly for as long as you want it to. And I will also say, I will be leaving all of these Author's Corners episodes up on this podcast, but I'm probably going to be taking down the reading of the chapters, and my brother and I are going to turn it into an audiobook. So you'll be able to buy the book as an audiobook pretty soon. I'll leave this up until the audiobook is ready. So, you know, if you're listening to this, then I'm sure you've finished listening to the written chapters as well. But just FYI, if you ever tell anybody else about this, I'll probably leave chapter one there, but I will encourage people to, you know, I don't know, go out and buy the audiobook, and you can listen to me read it to you there as well. So there's lots of ways you can help support me financially, just by, you know, enjoying this written work and buying it and, you know, giving copies to other people. So get a hard copy signed for yourself. You can buy some of the paperback versions on Amazon as well, and again, I get a share of those profits if you buy them from the John Philip Ryan seller. Anyway, you guys, gosh, I don't want to stop talking because if I do, it means it's kind of over, right? But I don't know. I guess I've kind of told you all I wanted to share with you. And you know what? If you ever meet me at a conference, feel free to say hi to me as John or Dr. Ryan or John Philip, whatever you want to do. Just kind of give me a little, you know, special wink or something. And so I know that you know who I am. And you know what? Let's keep spreading the word. Keep doing the good work. Yeah. Again, when I'm going to actually move forward on the real project of home-based educational programs, I will let you know here as a special updated episode that you will get in your queue if you stay subscribed. So there we go, you guys. This is Dr. John Philip Ryan. Thank you for joining me for A Tale of Two Sides, a novel on vaccines and disease.